Mr. Grinch.
There's something wrong with you, John.
Just one thing?
Something wrong with you. Welcome back to the show for caregivers. This is Peter Rosenberger. I'm so glad to have you. 615-737-9522 if you want to be on the show. 615-737-9522. Also, by the way, very quick before I get Dr. Mike on here, I need you to go out to standingwithhope.com. 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 And this is the time of year, if you need that last-minute charitable gift to do something, help us put legs on folks. That's what we do.
Last-minute tax-deductible.
Last-minute tax-deductible gift. Yes, thank you, John. But help us put some legs on folks because there are people waiting to walk. You and I can help them together. Go look at what we – just look at what Gracie's vision has birthed, and so many people are walking. Just go look at it, standingwithhope.com. You'll be glad you did. All right, Dr. Mike Courtney from Branches Recovery Center in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I'm going to have him on as many times as he'll come on because I think it's good to have a check-in with a professional. This is what he does, and he deals with folks that are coming from all sorts of things in life, and this is a difficult time of the year anyway for a lot of people. But when you're taking care of somebody who's chronically ill, it could get worse. So, Dr. Mike, you with us?
I am, yes.
Great to have you here, and I want to jump right into this thing. Family conflict. I talked about this in the last segment. Families get together. It's a great time of joy. It's a wonderful time, but also it can open up some old wounds when they come together. But then sometimes it can result in some new ones, like a family member's taking care of the parents or a disabled member more than others, and then they feel free to criticize the family member or people. The dynamics just get really whacked out. I know you've seen this before, and I want you just to take a moment on that one.
Sure. Absolutely. And at this time of the year especially, just emotions are heightened. Our sensitivity to what's going on around us is hyper. And we are more prone to disagreement and conflict than we would be in the past. I often say that family members are like two porcupines trying to kiss every time they get close to each other. So one of the things that we recommend to family members when they're entering into a situation where they know there's the potential for conflict is to kind of prepare themselves in advance, rehearse some of the conversations. What would happen if Aunt Sally says, well, you haven't been here to see your mother in a long, long time? Or what will happen when you see Aunt Sally and she hasn't taken her turn at the bedside for a long, long time? Rehearse some of that in advance and think through, how will I handle that? What answer would be appropriate? What will make a difference in this situation? I think it's very beneficial for family members, especially those who are caregivers who carry the weight of this, to kind of think through in advance, here's what this situation is going to bring up, and I kind of need to be prepared for some of the emotions that's going to incite in me.
Don't get blindsided. Be prepared for it. That's a good word. I'll write that down, Mike. Don't get blindsided. Rehearse the scenario. All right. Next, I'm giving you the lightning round here, Mike. Stress. We all are stressed, whatever. I have found it helpful to dissect the stress. And yes. I try to identify what is the core unmet need. Am I really stressed out because I'm in a hurry? Or am I stressed out this? Am I stressed out about money? Is really money the core unmet need? And do you find that works when you kind of dissect that to try to get down to that? And walk us through that a little bit.
I think that's a great idea, and I would encourage people to do that. Kind of think through, where is this emotion coming from? One of the things that we are so poor at in our fast-paced society today is just simply being self-aware, to take a moment and think, what am I really feeling, and where is this coming from, and what do I need to do to resolve this? In almost every kind of stress, one of the great solutions is just to slow down and simplify. I think those two S's are absolutely crucial. To slow the pace down, slow my breathing down, slow my thinking down, slow the pace of life down, and simplify a little bit. Simplify my expectations.
All right, so don't get blindsided, number one. Number two, be self-aware, slow down, and simplify. The three S's there from Dr. Mike here. Self-aware, slow down, and simplify. Figure out kind of where is this coming from. Slow down and simplify. All right, the last one I got for you here, Mike. And this is the big one, and this is probably what you get a lot of. Sadness and depression. You know, we remember the holidays in the past that shaped our lives, and some of them were really good, but we're not going to get that back again, and we go through some sadness. Or we're dealing in a different circumstance. We may be spending the holidays in the hospital, the nursing home, or even hospice.
Bye.
That could be a real difficult thing. It's hard to kind of get excited about hanging stuff on the tree when you're thinking, God, this just sucks, man. And so let's spend some time in there.
Well, I think it generally comes from three places. And during the holiday season, I remind the people that we work with quite a bit, there's going to be unrealized expectations, there's going to be unmet needs, and there's going to be unresolved issues. And many times that last is one of the most difficult, those unresolved issues. I wish I had been able to say to mother, I wish I had had the opportunity to say this to my spouse before we got in this situation. Those unresolved issues, those things bring about that sadness and despair. So I think, you know, maybe there's two or three things, and the last, I think, is vitally important, and I appreciate so much the fact that I can say it on your show, Peter, but I think to be reminded of the reason for the season, and I don't mean that simply in a spiritual context, but to remember that this is a time to pull aside, to celebrate. There are going to be people around us, children, people who need to be able to engage in that, in the joy of that season. So remember the reason for the season, and not necessarily about me. And this isn't the time to get all of those things met. I think that's very important. I think the second thing is to try to maintain as much as possible some sense of normalcy. If I take a walk at 10 o'clock every morning, have someone comes in and sits with my spouse while I do that, try to maintain that as much as possible and not to bring great uproar and chaos into my life, since it's already there anyway. And the third thing, I thought about this the other day as I was thinking about this show, is read a good book. And actually, one of your books would be great. I'm so glad I can say this on your show. You know, this is a great time to turn back to the Bible, to read the Christmas story, and just kind of let that, there's something about that story that settles in you and brings a sense of peace. So to pick up that book and spend a little bit of time in that when the unresolved relationships, the unresolved issues creep up and cause that great sadness in us.
You know, we were in Luke 2 this morning, the sermon at my church, and just reading the Christmas story again. But the message that came out of it was these shepherds, by conventional standards of the time, the shepherds were considered pretty low rent, pretty low on the pecking order society in that society. And in fact, most times they were not even welcome into the temple because they were just so undesirable. And yet they were the first ones invited to the manger.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Now that's a piece of good news. And that's the greatness of the Christmas story, is that God invaded this broken world of ours and our broken lives and this, you know, all the heartache and stress, with the good news that, you know what, you are welcome at his place. You are welcome with him. And I think if we start understanding that, the gospel in that level down to our core, where we are accepted, we are family, and we don't have to spend a lot of time with these issues that we're not going to understand on this side, but we can understand that he does love us. We can accept that, and that kind of helps settle our spirits. And I love what you said, though, about staying in that routine. And I, for a caregiver, I can't tell you anything more important than the gospel, but the second thing is to stay in that routine, because your life is crazy enough that you don't need to inject more craziness into it. And simplifying that life. So I want to do a quick recap here. This is what Dr. Mike says. Look, this is why I have him on the show, because I appreciate his heart. So let's go back to the first. Don't get blindsided at family gatherings. Kind of go through your mind a rehearsal. You don't have to obsess over it, but just kind of go over your mind what could be the potential landmines, and kind of develop a pattern of what you're going to deal with it before you get there. So don't be blindsided. Then the three S's: be self-aware, slow down, and simplify. And then when it comes to the sadness and depression of the unrealized expectations, the unresolved issues, let's do something practical. Let's stay on a routine of normalcy. And then also let's go back and explore deeper into the whole passion of this season, of understanding what that Christ invaded our world with great news, that we are invited to his family. He is. We are communing with him. We get to be a part of that. God has reached in. He said, the angel said, you know, a Savior is born. Well, the reason they said Savior is, guess what? The implication is we need a Savior. And so guess what? We got a Savior. And that is great news indeed, and it puts everything else in perspective. Did I capture it right, Mike?
You did a great job.
Look, you're the guy, and you deal with this with folks on a heart level that are going through some pretty rough times. I tell people all the time, go see a counselor. If you're a caregiver, you need to see a counselor at least once a month. Get that. Here's Mike Courtney. Remember I talked about the GPS, the autopilot, the external navigation system? Dr. Mike is the guy, 615-904-7170, and then it's branchesrecoverycenter.com, branchesrecoverycenter.com, 615-904-7170, Dr. Mike Courtney. Listen, you're going to come back, aren't you?
I am.
Don't make me have to stalk you.
Thanks for having me.
I love having you on the show. And I love you all being with us in this audience. Thank you. I hope that we've been able to give you a little bit of extra encouragement today of what it looks like for practical help. Don't try to do this by yourself. It's a lonely walk, but you're not alone. I'm so glad you're with us. And go out to standingwithhope.com, please, and help us help give the gift of walking this year. This year, in your stockings that are hung by the chimney with care, John, you could put a leg in those.
I'm done, man. I'm done.
I love it. Merry Christmas. Hey, we'll talk to you next week.
Peter Rosenberger. He's not a doctor, but once he did stay at a Holiday Inn Express.